It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, let's dive into a trending report. Katie, I know there's a ton of local stuff going on for sure.
Yeah. And the panda bandits finally got caught. That's a good way to start it out.
Refresh me on the panda bandits.
Yeah. Well, this is what happened. It was back in November of last year. And a group of like four guys were smashing, grabbing a lot of gas stations and different businesses like that. But the problem was folks couldn't find them because one of them was in a panda suit.
Oh, so that's right.
They had video of him at the gas station shoving like cigarettes down his panda suit.
Well, it's like a onesie. Onesie with the little hoodie that goes over your head.
Exactly.
So it covered his face and it just looked like a panda was robbing your store.
Yeah, which is funny, right? And the guy, do we really want them to get in trouble for this? Yes, of course. They've been arrested. They found the panda bandits and luckily no more smash and grabs at those gas stations in Superior.
All went down. Bad panda.
That's funny. Okay, so
smash and grab is usually what I call my Saturday nights with my wife.
It's that quick, huh?
Smash and grab, baby.
Poor knickknack. All right, the X Games in Aspen, they're starting up tomorrow, going Thursday through Sunday. Oh, they're going to shred it up there.
I've always wanted to go to the X Games.
Me too. Josh has been.
Get on the half pipe.
Would you really do stuff, though?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do stuff?
I would get on the half pipe.
Would you be tackled so fast?
No, I'd compete. I get on my snowboard and tear it up.
What are some of the trick names that you would do?
Yeah. The triple sow cow. The mind over matter. Do you know the mind over the matter?
Isn't that the moon's over my hammy or something like that?
Mind over matter. It's like a four flip thing I do.
Oh, really? For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember.
I would actually pay to see that.
Premiered that at Breckenridge. I remember.
The slicer.
That's a dangerous one.
As I'm coming down off the half pipe, I slice it and I nail the crowd with a bunch of snow. This is my signature move. The chair slicer.
Bear on the Super G.
I just did the slicer.
Well, if you are heading up to Aspen for the X Games, remember, patrols are going to increase. It gets very busy up there. And again, I'm very jealous that folks get to do that. It's on my bucket list for sure of things to do. I almost got to go there once, but then I was told no. So.
That's a sad story.
Who told you no? When I used to work for a sports station in town, their big thing was they would go up to the X Games. And it was like, I asked all of my bosses. I was like, this is the one place I want to go. This is where I want to be. I want to go check out the X Games. And you know where they actually brought me a hat back that said Buttermilk Mountain. It made me so sad. So then they sent me up to the Scottish-Irish Festival up in Estes Park.
Totally different.
Thinking that that was going to make up for X Games.
Enjoy the bagpipes.
I'm glad you don't hold grudges. I'm glad you've gotten over this and it hasn't affected your life and you've moved on.
I want to go to the X Games. This sounds like so much fun.
It does.
Like,
let's go.
Man, bucket list.
Let's put on music for the rest of the day and let's go.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
Let's go.
Well, they don't start today.
We got to get there early.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I got to start stretching.
It's for your Super G appearance.
I get it. The slicer.
The slicer. That's right.
You and Sean White up there.
Did you know in Colorado since 2018, the number of personalized license plates has tripled?
Yes, because I see them constantly and y'all are dorks.
Yes.
Like, I was going to do it on my truck. I really was this last time, but I was like, I'm not that guy.
No.
I don't want to be that guy.
It's because every EV owner now is all the ones like, electricity or no gas, no problem.
They all personalize
their license plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dorky.
I won't even pay to get the personalized Nuggets plates. Like, I'm just cheap. I don't want to pay for it.
We did that. Nicole made me get Broncos plates on my previous truck, which was ridiculous because everyone knows I'm not a sports guy.
Yeah, that's weird.
That was like her one stipulation. She's like, you can get a new truck, but you got to get Bronco plates on it. I was like, okay.
Fine.
How much extra is it to just to get the Broncos logo
on it? I don't remember. There's like a one-time donation to the Broncos charities, and then it might be 25 extra bucks every time. But
yeah.
I just went straight black on my new one now.
Yeah.
Which looks better. I had personalized plates on a Corvette once. And
that makes sense.
What did it say? Lightning.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because all those sports car guys do it.
Yeah.
But after that, I was like, this is douchey.
You're
I'm not
going
to say
it?
So people don't look me up. Yeah.
What?
You don't even have the Corvette anymore. Can they still look you up?
It said nerd.
Nerd for speed.
Nerd.
Well, that's the thing. When it comes to license plates, there are things that you have to keep in mind. Like, you need an explanation. You do. When you enter it online, like, you have to give an explanation as to why you want the plates, and they still have the right to refuse it. So,
because they got to do searches, make sure it's not sexual or racist or naughty or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I will say, I'll give somebody this one because I'm not going to do it now, but I was really looking to get a green Bronco. I like that really dark green that they have. And Nicole came up with one that was TMNT.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You are a nerd.
And I would have done that if I had gotten a green Bronco. I probably would have done TMNT. It's pretty cool.
That's funny.
Or I even put Ninja T was one I was thinking of. Ninja T.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
The only one I ever wanted is She-Gone.
She-Gone.
But it's already taken.
You got to have a fast car for that.
I know. You can't put that on a Geo Metro.
She-Gone.
That would look silly. All right. And then just one more, and this is a good one. Yelp accumulated all of the reviews for the best Mexican restaurants in Denver.
Yeah.
So the top three coming in at number three, the bronze medal goes to Carnitas Estilo Michoacan.
Say that again.
Sure.
Never heard of that.
One more time.
Carnitas Estilo. God, I'm going to butcher.
Come on.
Michoacan. I don't know why it sounds Japanese, but it sure does. It sounds Japanese.
I don't know how you're saying it or what you're saying, but I want to go there.
Yes, number two on the list, Machete's Gourmet. That sounds really good. And then
that sounds Italian almost.
Yeah, the Machete's.
It's a Machete's.
Right?
Huh?
Yeah, the last one I know how to say, number one on the list, is Hell's Tacos. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that first one at? Does it say?
Carnitas Estilo Michoacan. Let's see.
Like Michelin?
It is, hang on one second. Oh, South Federal Boulevard. So 1130 South Federal Boulevard.
I'm never down that way.
You're never that way? No.
I love Mexican food.
Yeah, a lot of these, the majority are on Federal, actually, with the second place one being on 47th Street in Denver.
My favorite is Los Dos, and it's way closer.
Oh, yeah, Los Dos is great.
Good.
So good.
I want some food from this first place.
The place I can't say. You want me to say it again, don't you?
You should reach out to them today and see if they can bring us in some enchiladas tomorrow.
Okay.
They'll say you butchered our name
on
there.
Know.
So no.
I know. Like,
we know about you.
Absolutely not.
That
pass.
Lady, this is not a sushi spot.
So what's going on with Bieber? I guess he's clarifying in a now-deleted Instagram post that he was not the one to unfollow his wife, Haley, on the Instagrams. He says, somebody went onto my account and unfollowed my wife. It's getting sus out here is what he said. So somebody hacked in to his account and just deleted one person.
Well, two. Selena Gomez, yeah. too.
Oh, was it Selena,
yeah.
too?
But
okay, two people.
If you hacked the Biebs account, are you just going to go on there and unfollow wifey, or are you going to post some horrible, horrible things?
Yeah. You'd try to bring him down. For
yes.
sure. Yeah.
You're not just going to unfollow one person.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah.
Seems like it is sus.
I think they got into a little tiff. They got into a little fight, and he said, hey, I'm going to unfollow you later.
I'm going to follow you, girl. This is it. I'm tired of you and your nonsense. Nonsensical. What else is going on? Maybe America's favorite TV shows and movies of 2024. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, came in at tops.
I wanted to see that so bad.
I
wanted
to, too.
And I didn't.
Is it streaming? I bet you it's streaming
somewhere.
Timothy
Chalamet. I like him.
Timothy Chalamet.
yeah,
Deadpool and Wolverine was second, and then The Wild Robot came in third, which I watched with my kids, and that was actually a really good animated movie.
Yeah, the books are really good, so
why we watched it, because my daughter was reading them in school.
Yeah.
It's cute. What else? Beetlejuice. Anyone see that?
I went to the movie premiere
to see that.
I loved it.
Twisters? Is it up
it
there?
So good.
I don't see Twisters. Bad Boys Ride or Die made the list.
Hmm.
On the TV side, Shogun. Anyone? Anyone? Nope.
No,
the Bear?
It was plastered everywhere.
The Bear's great.
I'm
heard
on
good
episode
White.
Two of The Bear right now.
Yes.
It's I'm trying to get on it.
It gets better.
Okay.
It does. Keep going.
I'm like,
those shows that everybody's like, they're critically acclaimed. Then you have to like, you know, say, well, it gets better, I promise.
You have to explain yourself. You really do.
The acting is phenomenal so far,
yeah.
I think.
Well, he's won
it's really
every
good.
Award you could win for all of his shows. Jeremy Allen White?
You know, he is in another wrestling movie about the brothers who have such a huge presence in wrestling. He plays the one of the brothers in that movie, and gosh, he does a good job. Like, he is
sold
a phenomenal actor. I can't remember
the name of it.
The
Iron Claw with Zac Efron.
The Iron Claw. Gosh, yeah. That's a good movie. You're going to love it.
That came out last... No, that came out 2 years
ago. Did you watch it?
No, that's when Zac got all jacked.
Yes.
Like, crazy, weird-looking jacked.
Yes.
Well, Jeremy Allen White did, too.
They all did. Yeah.
And we'll see.
Well, it's based on a true story, too. Like, that really happened, so...
Speaking of streaming services, Netflix is getting more expensive. Their ad-supported tier is going from $6.99 to $7.99. The ad-free is jumping $2.50. It's about $18 a month. And then the premium is going to $25 a month. So they say it's been the first increase since October of 23. So it's been a minute, but still, prices just keep going up, up, up on these streaming services.
Who's paying $25 a month for Netflix?
Gosh,
I don't know what you get for that. Can you stream it on like 19 devices at once or something?
What?
I don't know. The Global Wealth Research Report, that's a real page turner, is revealing that 1 in 15 citizens here in America now millionaires. Hey!
What?
Every 1 in 15 is a millionaire now. How
what?
About that?
I'm over here just struggling
you're
to be a thousandaire.
You're number 16.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm nowhere near. I'm just.
Aw,
wow.
Katie.
Money's hard.
Well, quit eating out so much.
I know. I
think that's part of your problem. Have you ever added up how much you spend eating out every month?
No, but I always justify it with, it's just me. I'm not paying for a family. And I cook a lot. Like, I do. I cook a lot of my food, but I also do like to
How much
eat
do you
out.
Think you spend every day eating out or even every week?
Probably every week because I don't eat out every day.
Yeah.
I'd put it under $50 a week.
No. What?
Yeah.
But it's just
I
you.
Don't eat that
that's
much.
Probably right.
Yeah, I don't eat out that much.
$10 a day?
Yeah.
Ten.
That's
where are
thing.
You going that's $10?
I don't post
you get
everything
a burrito for
that. I eat.
No, you can't. If you want a Qdoba burrito,
sure
it's $17.50.
No,
yes,
not
it is.
Just the
it's
burrito.
Like $9 for a chicken burrito.
Yeah. Yeah, I can eat for under $10. And then I usually only eat out 3-4 times a week. Like,
Feetfinder.com, Katie.
Okay.
Feetfinder.com.
Get them feet out there.
Earn you a lot of
you
money.
Got good feet?
What It'll does that mean?
You just got to post
show
your feet.
Your feet and
you'll earn you a lot of money.
Yes, okay.
I've tried to get Nicole to do that. I was like, just show your feet. That's
yes.
all you have to do.
No
and you just
know.
Like stick them in pudding and stuff.
Yeah.
And
only
no
feet.
One will know.
Onlyfeet.com.
Yeah,
well, no,
we'll
it's
do that.
Which is actually our... No, I'm
hey.
Joking. I'm joking.
Oh, no.
I'm joking. Make your way to our Facebook page.
Jeremy, get me Katie. To look. They're my feet.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. A total dad hack this morning. These videos are trending like crazy where dads are going out and putting tarps over their driveways or outside stairs, cars. It snows, and then they pull the tarps off, and everything is perfectly clear.
I've seen this.
Oh,
epic
brilliant.
Dad hacks.
Pretty smart.
Pretty smart. So check it out on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.